an all-new episode of the Jeremy White Podcast, Tuesday at noon, available wherever you stream. Catch up on past interviews and episodes on demand now. Subscribe so you don't miss any of it.
There she is. I love the Zoom lady. She always sounds like I'm about to crash an airplane. Pull up. Recording in progress.
I know. It's so scary.
Long time no see. What's happening? How's life?
Life is good. I feel like the last time we spoke, was it like beginning of pandemic madness, or was it just before?
Yeah, I think everything was just kicking off. Yeah. And you just put out the Willoughbys, which is awesome, by the way. Was just rewatching that long ago. It's like it's become one of my it's always on my list, so it's a good thing.
Thank you. Oh my god, that's awesome. Thanks. Yeah.
Actually, you know what? It's funny because since you and I talked about the Willoughbys, like that was kind of like your acting debut, but it's not like really acting. Like it's like acting, but like turned up a notch because you actually have to like voice the character and stuff. I just recently voiced a character for a show on Disney Plus, and it was like really weird.
It's super weird, right? It's so strange. Yeah. How long did it take you? Was it like over the course of months or weeks or days?
Yeah, it was about like 6 weeks. I think we did like five different sessions, and like it was just like it's just so weird because, you know, coming from radio, I'm so used to just cranking out one word, like one shot, and then, you know, the director is like, could you say the word believe, but like maybe extend the word, like the syllable, the Eve syllable. Maybe you could extend the Eve part of, and I'm like, what? Like,
yeah, I know. It's so strange because you have to like match it to the movement, right? So you have to like say things in a certain way, and you're like saying the same line 8,000 times. Like, it's the craziest thing. And they kept changing the script for us, so I had to go in and like over the course of like 2.5 years, and like redo like parts again and again. It was like, it's such a strange thing, but it was so fun. Like, just, I don't know, I thought it was so cool.
Yeah, no, that's cool. Are you gonna be doing any more acting stuff, or are you just like, nah, I think I'm gonna stick to the music?
I don't know, I kind of love it. Like, it's kind of cool because I get to act, but also my face isn't like plastered on the you know, posters for it. Like, I get to kind of hide behind an animation, which is like ideal for me. So I would love to do more voice stuff, even though it's like a strange process. I would like to do more of it.
Yeah, well, I mean, hey, even with the music videos you're doing these days, it's like they're so cool, especially with these new songs. So that's acting in a way as well. So
Yeah, totally. It's like any excuse is good enough for me to dress up and act, you know. I do enjoy it, so it was cool. I get to like incorporate it into my music.
So what's going on with this new music? I mean, you got Sweet Dream, you got Shapeshifter coming out with this brand new record. Do we have a release date for this? Is it going to be like a 12 song epic LP, or are we just going to get like a 5 song EP?
You're going to get like a 17 song album, which is pretty lengthy. Wow. Pretty hearty, considering it's 2021. But honestly, I haven't put out a full project in 3 years, so I've had tons of time like to experience stuff. I've had tons of songs I've been sitting on. I had to narrow it from 40 songs, so everyone's lucky it's not 40 songs. But yeah, it's I just feel like people listen to my music have been waiting so long for a full project, so I was like, let me just give them a nice lengthy project.
Talk about writing 40 songs and then having to trim them down to the 17 or 19, because it's like, how do you decide?
It's impossible. It was so hard. It's like pulling teeth for me, because it's like all of like what makes one song more important than the other. It's like, I don't know. This is all about my life. Like, which ones do I narrow down? And I guess ultimately just came to like which ones I found myself listening to more than others, and like which ones fit kind of the theme of the project. But I definitely like I'm gonna be probably using the other ones like for future projects, because I do love them. Just because they didn't fit on this one, like, I don't want to throw them away. I don't like throwing songs away, so I'll definitely use them for like something in the future.
Yeah. Are you working with the usual team on this new record, or are we finally going to get the Alessi Cara Max Martin collaboration? Like, what's the production like on this album?
You know, Max Martin this time, which I would, I mean, would be so down to try, but maybe not for my projects, because I tend to work with the same sort of people. But John Levine is on this album, classic. We did the Willoughby song together and a bunch of other stuff. I did work with a couple new producers, like Banks and Ranks and Boy Wonder, which is really cool. Salam Remy, who's a legend. He and I did Shapeshifter together. So a couple new people as well, which is also really exciting. Greg Kirsten, Joel Little, expanded the family. Nice. On this one. I think because there's a pandemic, it was like even more fun to like expand, because I was just doing, like, it was easier to work with more people because you didn't have to find a day where you're both free. Like, you're just emailing back and forth. So no one had to travel. It was kind of, you know, it was easier to expand the horizons a little bit. So got to work with some new people for sure.
Does John Levine come to you after you work with Greg Kirsten? Is like, yo, like, you're cheating on me. What's going on here?
Yeah, right. He's like, what the hell? What song did you guys make? No, he's like, we joke, but he's like, you know, always happy to like, you know, see me expanding. He works with people that I'm jealous of. I'm like, what the heck? You got to do a song with that person? Like, I thought I was the only artist you work with. So we definitely feel like we're cheating on each other, but got to be happy for one another, you know?
Yeah. And hey, you know what? Banks and Ranks, Montreal guys. So can't go wrong with that.
Exactly. I know. I got to go to Montreal there. That was like when things were kind of chilling out. I like got tested with my best friend and we drove down and just got to like lock ourselves in a studio for a couple weeks. And it was so fun to work with them and like be in Montreal. I felt like I was in Europe. I loved it there so much. So I felt like I was traveling to
Montreal's
Europe,
the best,
even though
man.
I wasn't. It was fun. It is.
I thought this was really interesting. So Metallica's putting out their big Black Album box set later this year, and there's so many great artists that are doing some cool stuff. And I was like, wait, Alessi Cara, Enter Sandman, Metallica? What's going on here? How did this whole thing happen?
Man, oh my God, I don't even know. They asked me, basically, their team asked me if I wanted to be part of this project, and I was like, yeah, of course. Like, first of all, I was like, why? But then I was like, of course. I did not think they would ever want me to be on this album, but they were like super keen on like, you know, just allowing me to try, you know, whatever I wanted to do. And I got to work with this amazing band from Mexico called The Warning. They're like these young girls who just like are so cool. Like, they're just like rock stars, and they're sisters, and they basically got discovered on YouTube for their cover of Enter Sandman. So they asked me if I wanted to do Enter Sandman with them and like do like a little group project. And I was like, absolutely. And it's kind of cool, cause I make pop music and singer songwriter music, and they make metal music. So it was interesting to like figure out a happy medium, but I feel like we came up with a really cool rendition that suits both of us. And I just love that I got to work with girls, you know, in the metal world. Like, you know, you don't see a lot of that. So it was super, super fun. It was like a really cool challenge to step into the rock universe. So hopefully everybody likes it. We got the stamp of approval from Metallica, so I am happy, as long as they're happy.
Did Lars call you and was like, yeah, so I really love your cover of Enter Sandman. It's really good.
That was awesome. Well, you got to show him that one. But no, so they didn't call me, but we got an email. We got a like formal email that they were really into it. So hopefully I get to speak to them at some point. Again, pandemic stuff, it kind of takes away the human connection, but it was still really fun.
Listen, next time you're in Montreal, make sure you add Enter Sandman to the set. I'll get up, I'll play guitar with you. That'll be epic.
Ooh, fun. Absolutely. Absolutely. I didn't know you play, so we gotta make that happen.
Oh yeah, man, totally play. Honestly, you should just put Enter Sandman as like, that should be a staple in the set now. That's, you're gonna end up owning that song.
Thank you. Well, now I got Sweet Dream. I referenced the Sandman and Sweet Dream, so I can go from like Sweet Dream into Enter Sandman. Make it like a transition.
Well, Sweet Dream, Shapeshifter, it's available now. Aura Music Sold, brand new record gonna be coming out. Do we have a release date for this album or?
We kind of do. I can't say it yet because I will probably get fired. But Yeah, it'll be soon. It'll be pretty soon.
All right.
You'll have it soon.
And please make sure you put out vinyl. We need vinyl of this stuff, okay? We need physical product, because I always tell everybody I interview, I'm like, listen, when I go to your show, you can't sign my Spotify. You can't sign my Apple Music.
Exactly. It's on my phone. Exactly. No, definitely. I love doing vinyl and physical copies. So, yes.
Good. Awesome stuff. Well, absolutely. Let's see. It's always great to see you. We've got to wrap up, running out of time, but always great to chat. Best of luck with this brand new music. Make sure you come back to Montreal. We'll see you in person next time.
Thank you. Yeah, hopefully. I would love to come back. I love it there, like I said. So hopefully we'll get to chat in person soon.
Yep. All right. We'll see you later. Thanks.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
An all-new episode of the Jeremy White Podcast, Tuesday at noon, available wherever you stream. Catch up on past interviews and episodes on demand now. Subscribe so you don't miss any of it.